In Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU, from business first to baseball first. That's how many are describing the transition that will take place in the Mariners front office in the next few months as current CEO Howard Lincoln retires and new CEO John Stanton takes over. The big change was announced this week. It's a welcome one for many fans and for KPLU sports commentator Art Teal. Art, let's start with what exactly transpired this week.
The 18 minority owners of the Mariners bought out the majority owner. That's Nintendo of America, located in Redmond. And they bought the team in 1992 along with the minority group. They had 55%. The minorities had 45%. So John Stanton, a wireless titan here in Bellevue, is a Seattle born and bred. He is leading the group that purchased 90% of Nintendo's share, leaving them with 10% and the minority group with 90. John is the controlling officer. He's steeped in baseball, and he, I think, is just about the perfect owner for this team at this time. He's got the money, he's got the skills, he's got the passion.
So this transition from Howard Lincoln to John Stanton is expected to be approved in August at a meeting of Major League Baseball owners. Let's talk about the big difference between Howard Lincoln and John Stanton. To me, it seems like business versus baseball.
Well, that's about it. Howard Lincoln never knew much about baseball. He was a corporate attorney for Nintendo of America for many years before he took over as CEO in 1999. And he just had no feel for the game, no understanding. He looked at it as a business, and it is a business, of course. But Howard always made it a priority, and the passion to win on the field was not as important as it was to have the successful business operation. And Howard wasn't very accountable for the lack of success they had on the field. John Stanton is baseball through and through. He played as a kid. He was a little league coach. His kids played high school and in college. He owns two Northwest League teams, one in Walla Walla, one in Yakima. He's a part owner of the Tacoma Rainiers, and he's been a minority owner of the Mariners for 15 years. He knows the game. He knows the personalities. He understands how to lead. Howard was basically tone deaf. He didn't understand the nuances of the game, nor did he understand a retail operation, which is what baseball is. You're trying to connect with a fan base, trying to be credible, and Howard never was and was the source of much fan disaffection. There's a lot of celebrating going on from the fans. I think it's a little bit unfair because guess what? If the Mariners are successful with this team, these are Howard's guys. He picked general manager Jerry DePoto, who picked the manager and who's got the players. So it could be that Howard Lincoln will be credited after he retires. And if they're on the right path, and I think they are, he will have to be given some credit, which I think many fans will just not do.
Well, speaking of defining success, now the Mariners are one of the top 10 most valuable teams in Major League Baseball, worth $1.4 billion. But they are also the team that has been the longest without making it to the playoffs. What do you think John Stanton's passion and personality will mean for the players?
Well, I think John really chafed at the decisions and lack of decisions that were made under Lincoln. So I think Stanton, because of his success at rehabbing businesses that were not doing well, that's a great history to have. And he also talked about his leadership and building a culture of winning, building a culture of energy, and with the priority of baseball first. So I think in the long run, that's going to be a crucial asset.
Well, he has said his goal is the World Series.
Never heard that coming out of an owner's mouth in the last 20 years in Seattle. So this should be a difference maker.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.